quite often legislation in Europe is one size fits all, and whereas an awful lot of administrative burden and other conditionalities may be suitable and may be big, larger farm models in Europe may be able to deal with that because they have the staff. In Ireland, where we've the family farm model, and where sometimes farmers are even, you know, are on a, working on a part-time basis, to have the extra burden added of administration, we need to try and find ways of removing that from their shoulders. So hopefully this gets passed in Strasbourg in a couple of weeks' time, and if we can move with haste, then that it's something that we could come into effect by later summer this year.
Because as you said there, the Irish kind of family farm is very much embedded in our culture here. And, you know, we've heard people complain in the past about all the red tape that comes from the European regulations, maybe. And do you feel like they have had an adverse effect on the kind of the culture we have here in relation to farming?
Absolutely. As I said, too often we see from Europe is stick and not enough carrot. And that needs to stop, because I hear all too often it's when you hear it saddens one's heart to hear it, is young people, you know, wanting to get into farming but seeing the massive burden that mum or dad have at home when they're involved in farming life. And if anything we can do to reduce any of those hurdles in the people who are farming's way, we need to enhance and we need to improve upon. So as I said, this simplification package will hopefully reduce some of the onerous levels of unnecessary bureaucracy and bring flexibility and streamlining of the process for those applying and registering for agricultural payments. And I think that's a small step that we can move to try and take some of the burden off the of farmers, especially in the west and northwest, where the small family farm is the obviously is the main model.